Well, Steve, a frantic game from first minute to last. Give us your assessment of that one.
Well, I've just been speaking there to some people from Preston and the tunnel. I think it was played like a cup tie, wasn't it? It was certainly end-to-end from my point of view. I thought we started great. Obviously, it's easy to say that when you score two good goals. And thanks, Peter. And I think the game all hinges on a penalty decision. We think we should have a penalty. In fact, we've watched the DVD. We don't think it anymore. We know it. It's a penalty and a red card against West Thomas. We should be perhaps having a playing against 10, have an opportunity to go three up. And a few minutes later, it's 2-1, and we always know that Preston's going to have a right go here in front of their home supporters, especially at the home end. And you know, they've put balls into their box and they've tested us, and they've had a couple of breaks and a couple of good finishes, so they've got themselves in front. But it's quite interesting, I think, on the other bench, they thought it was done, didn't they? They should never think it's done when they play Rotherham United. It could have been 5-0 at a time with 10 minutes to go. We still have a chance. That's the characters we have in the dressing room.
In terms of that incident in the first half, we obviously don't want to dwell on that. We'll look at the game as a whole. But on that incident, you felt it was a clear penalty and a clear red card as well?
Well, it is. I think if he gives the penalty, he has to put the man off. And, you know, the boy's a good friend. He's not a good friend. He's a good player, the boy Laird. He's come across. He's got his hand right in the back of West Thomas. The DVD clarifies it completely. And he's pushed him over. It's a foul in the box and a red card. And there can be no other way to describe it. We thought Kieran's at the time was as well when he's got wrapped around. But when you look at the DVD, it wouldn't be enough for a referee to give an penalty kick. And I think that's a good referee that's out the other night. He's one of the best in the Football League. But they all get them wrong. Don't even Howard Webb gets them wrong, as we know. And but if he hurts as much as Howard hurts the referee tonight, then we can live with that, because he's a good referee normally.
Is it a fair point in the end, do you feel, tonight? How do you feel about it? Because some would say you should be frustrated, you were 2-0 up, but others will say, well, you've got a last-minute goal to get a point.
Well, I think when you're 2-0 up, you're always disappointed, whatever it ends up, if you've not taken maximum points, aren't you? But there's always key incidents in games that change the flow of games. You know, we were absolutely dominating Preston completely every time we went forward. We looked a threat to score a goal. The referee has to apply the laws and do his job, and if he gives us 10 men and we have a penalty, I'd suggest it possibly would have been 3 and it would have been game over against 10, and we'd have probably had a comfortable night. But you always know that this is a club with a proud tradition. They've got fantastic supporters themselves. We've had a great support. They've got fantastic supporters who got right behind them, and they've given the manager everything. I know a lot of those Preston boys personally, and they've given them everything. But I suppose if you're neutral, you've seen a fantastic game, haven't you? Great advert for League One. If you're Simon Grayson, you're probably disappointed because you've conceded with a minute to go. If you're Steve Evans, you're thinking it could have been 3-0 in 10 minutes and a comfortable night.
With this sort of game as well, and how, you know, important this was at the top end of the table, was there a time during this match when you were 3-2 down you felt they may be able to show up shop and hold your side off?
No, I never thought that. I always thought we'd get a goal. To be fair, we'd 6 men up front when we got the goal. And my recollection of the equalising goal from Lee is about 7 grey shots for Rotherham United trying to get the ball in the net, and they're kicking off the line and blocking it, and heroic for defending from some of the lads at Preston who I said I know, certainly one of the central defenders. And but I actually felt when we equalised we could perhaps have the cheek and audacity to go and win it, and if we had a little bit of quality in that final third, we might have done that.
Your defence had the hands full tonight, didn't they? I thought Craig Davies really knew how to play against Kari Anderson tonight. I'd say that's probably one of the best performances against him this season, would you say?
Well, he's always going to be a handful, isn't he? He's a top player. They've got an array of riches here, haven't they, and what they can pay people, what they can do. So I'm proud of my team. You know, we said early part of the season, if I think it was our first home game of the season, and we said if we can compete with the likes of Preston when we get up there and the end of February, then we'll say we're having a reasonably good season. But we've got a point on the road. It's difficult to go away from home all the time and get 3, but we've got a point. We've got a point near our objective. And I'll keep thinking about those managers who I spoke to at Milton Keynes watching Preston last week when they said we'd be doing great to finish in the top 10.
I was going to mention them because this is a result they'll look at tonight and say, well, they've gone, mixed it with Preston, one of the bigger clubs, as you would say, in this division, and you've come away with a point.
Yeah, you know, after half an hour, it looks one winner, doesn't it? And probably after 70 minutes, it looks a home win. And But I think Simon Grayson changed his shirt with about 5 or 10 minutes to go because he knew what was coming. He knew we were going to put balls in the box. He knows we were going to gamble. He knows we were going to throw people forward. We didn't that even drawn. We try to win football matches. We have a responsibility to home or away to try and entertain our supporters, not Preston's. They're no interest to us. But we have a real responsibility to try and give everything we can to get something for our supporters. And watching the reaction and the way in at the when the goal went in was fantastic.